Blog Talk Radio.
Street in Cleveland, Ohio. Our phone number is area code 216-538-0432. Come on down and worship with us as we invite the Holy Spirit to come on in the room and invite him to take control, to do the anointing, whatever you need. Come on in the room.
Come on. Have your way. Have your way. Give your people what they need. Father, use the speaker today in a special way. Use her to deliver your word. Oh, great God. Receive it in your incense bowl. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, we just thank God for another opportunity. We're here such as we are. We're here.
Yes, we are.
We're here.
Yeah.
And we're going to give God our best. This is testimony and praise. And we all got a praise.
Yeah.
We all got a testimony.
Yeah.
And we just love to hear it if you want to share it. And God will be pleased to hear it.
Yes.
I want to say that I thank the Lord that last year this time was not a good time. Mm-hmm. Tyrone was in the hospital. He'd had a heart attack. Mm-hmm. And it was the worst Christmas I ever had in my whole entire life. And I didn't think Tyrone was going to make it. I didn't think he was going to make it. But the God of miracles, 5 arteries in Tyrone's heart.
Thank you. 5
open heart surgery. On December 21st.
Thank you,
Jesus. Then Tyrone also had a stroke. Mm-hmm. And they told us yesterday that blood clots broke loose during surgery.
Oh, my.
It's no way Tyrone Wells should be living.
Oh, good God.
But God of the universe stepped in.
Yes, he did.
He stepped in.
Hey, thank you.
So this year,
yes,
we have a living hope.
Yes.
We got a living husband.
Yes.
And we still have a living God that's still working.
Still working.
He's still working.
Still working.
He's still healing.
Yes.
He's still performing miracles.
Yes.
Just don't doubt. Just have cling on to faith.
Yes.
And God will surely do it.
Yes, he will.
So if you have a testimony, you can give it. If not, give a praise. If not, Brother Ivan going to come forth with some good old songs. We love Brother Ivan and his music ministry.
Amen. Amen.
So have your way today, saints. Have your way.
Jesus, take my soul.
praise, a testimony, a clap, or a foot stomping, give the Lord your best today.
I hear the Lord.
Praise Him.
I hear the Lord.
Oh, Lord. Show now.
Somebody sing, Lord.
Somebody sing, Lord. Tell him what you want.
Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line, tell him. Call him up and tell him what you want. Jesus. Jesus, tell him what you want. Jesus, tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want. Yes. Oh, if you want your body healed, tell him what you want. If you want your body healed, tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want. Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Call him up and tell him what you want. Oh, Lord. More joy. More joy. If you want more joy, tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want. Jesus. Jesus, tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want. Hallelujah. Oh, you want more power. Tell him. More power. Tell him what you want. Call him up. Yeah. Hey, if you want the Holy Ghost, tell him. If you want the Holy Ghost, tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want. Jesus, call him. Jesus, call him up. You just call him up and tell him what you want. Just tell him. He's waiting on you. There'll be another? If not, off with another praise song.
Thank you. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Have your way.
Because it's really just you can. Language. I know it's hard for you guys to understand, but music has no language. Amen. It's Psalm 148, and it's about praising to God. Higher, higher, lift him higher. Karo Rab di hun vade aayi, karo Rab di hun vade aayi, sab asmana di utte aayi, sab asmana di utte aayi, taari taari karo bulandi par, karo taari taari karo bulandi par, taari karani pari se taari. تعریف کرنے فرشتے سارے حوریاں قوما مارن نارے حوریاں قوما مارن نارے تعریف
called God.
godless by Bible. But he was not necessarily a bad person, like many others our neighbor today. Esau was a good son, a good brother. Maybe he was a good citizen. However, he was called godless because he had decided to live his life without God. Esau was a self-sufficient man. He was a hunter, and a man probably has strong physical build and a brave heart. He did not want to live his life with the help of others. Though he has a grandfather who has been called father of faith, Abraham. He has a father who was highly favored by God, Isaac. And he had a brother who has been God, Jacob. But we did not see any time that Esau prayed to God, worshipped him, or tried to build an altar for the Lord of his fathers. Today we will focus on the life of Esau. As my topic is, why should we need God? There are so many reasons, but I will share few reasons. First reason is, person without God is like a wandering sheep in the desert without shepherd. Like godless Esau. Esau is a mirror of many people today. Godless means they have don't God in their life. They don't want to obey God, but they want to do all freedom, to do all their own things. Esau has for the worldly things. He did not care for his eternal future. He did not care for God. He did not care for the spiritual ways. Even he did not care for his soul. Godless people is like a wandering sheep in the desert without shepherd. They don't want the master to tell them what should to do. Even they have rejected the idea to have a God who must be obeyed and followed. This type of people are attacked by enemies. That time they have no shepherd who will protect them. When the beasts of the field attack, they are helpless and powerless without the hedge of God's protection. They want all the blessings from God, but they don't want to fulfill the God's will. They don't want to make the Lord their Jesus their Lord and King in their life. Second reason is, person without God make a dead wrong decision.
Yeah.
As we are discussed about the life of Esau, so Esau has chosen the wrong priority. He was interested only for what can satisfy the longing of his flesh.
Yeah.
He cared only for his stomach. He did not care for the bad things will place to God. Esau's attention was focused only for the worldly things.
Yeah.
He never thought about that there is another world, because he did not believe it.
No.
Yeah. Esau is a mirror of a person who decides to choose the wrong decisions, wrong pleasures, instead to delighting himself in the Lord. His love for the worldly things there was no hunger for righteousness. There was no burning desire to obey the God who has created him. People want to fulfill only their heart desires. But it is written in the Bible, Psalm 37, verse 4, thank you. As we listen, very pleased the God who fulfills our heart desires. It is also written in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33.
But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Amen. But we see people cannot do this. They run behind the worldly things. But it is written in the Bible, first we should find righteousness of God. Then all these worldly things he will give us.
Yes.
The third reason, person without God forfeit his hope for the future. As Esau, when he wanted his father's blessing, he was rejected.
Yes.
Because he was so late. Because he threw out his spiritual blessing for the sake of his physical needs.
Yes.
He sought his eternal inheritance for temporary pleasures. Mm-hmm. As we read, only a single male he sold birthright. He fed the hunger of his flesh, but ignored the longing of his soul. Esau sold his eternal inheritance for his appetite, for temporary things. He did not care for the God's will. Many people today also are wasting their lives and future. Due to they want to fulfill their heart desires. The Bible says about this type of people, Mark chapter 8, verse 36.
What shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?
Amen. If we get all the worldly things, but we did not about our soul. What is profit or gain for us in this? But we see in this world many people are doing this. They don't want to care God. They are run behind the worldly things. The fourth and last reason, person without God brings heartaches and troubles to his own life. People without God makes the wrong decisions, and these wrong decisions make troubles and problems in their lives. Many people today suffer the effect of a godless life. They think and understand if they will get all the worldly things, they will become rich, wealthy, and famous. But they did not think they are empty in the inside, because there is no real satisfaction without God.
Amen.
As it is written in Revelation chapter 3, verse 17.
Because God says, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing. And knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked.
Amen. We cannot become rich or wealthy to get the worldly things, because we know this world and the things of this world are mortal.
Yes.
So we should need to care about our soul.
Yes.
We need God because we cannot manage our life alone.
Amen.
We need somebody who is smarter than us.
Yes.
Our knowledge is inadequate. We need somebody who is wiser than us. Our perception of life is limited. We need somebody who knows the future. We cannot fight with the enemy without the help of God.
Amen.
We don't need to love with the worldly things, but we need to love with God and His Son Jesus.
Yeah.
Dear beloved, as we listen this word and the things of this world, mortal. So we don't need to love this world, the things of this world, and we need to love God and His Son, who can give us eternal life, who can save us our souls.
Amen.
So the message teaches us today, as we want to save our souls, we should try to save the other souls. Tell them about God. What is God? God is love. He can do everything. He can give us everything. So we don't run behind the worldly things. God bless us through the words of His. And amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
If we want to be able to walk after what the Lord has for us, amen.
Amen.
We want to give God honor. Amen.
Amen.
You know, we invite the Lord to come in, because if there's something lacking in our life, if there's some worthy thing that we have found affection upon through Christ Jesus, when the song is being played, those of us who are able, let's get on our knees. Let's honor God. Those of you who cannot, hallelujah, bow your heads, because we understand when we call His name, something happens. Miracles happen. Deliverance happens. Healing happens. Salvation. Jesus. Let's call His name.
Lord, 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 L
Call for the elders.
us to pray for them.
Yes,
so, Lord, we're going to pray according to your word, and we're going to believe by faith that is already done. We are decreed it and declared it to be so. Lord, even the radio broadcast, you know who's listening. Lord, you know how to meet those needs, those physical needs, those infirmities in their bodies. You know. You can heal while you're there. Sound of my voice. You can heal according to their faith. Be healed. Now, in the name of Jesus, according to your faith, be ye healed. Right now. We say, your partner, according to the power and authority given to us, be healed.
Be healed.
In the name of Jesus. Yes, we are covered in the blood.
Yes.
The blood covers and makes whole. So whatever you're going through in radio land is already been decreed and declared. It's already done. Every sickness we have, Lord, have already spoken to see it. Be ye healed. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen.
So as you listen to Radio Land, we are praying. Amen. As I lay hands, and if you're out there in Radio Land, as I'm laying hands, you lay hands on yourself. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, that old shotgun. Lord, she's asking for prayer. Even before service, she's asking for prayer. Lord, you are a you are a rejuvenator. Yes, Lord. You are a rejuvenator. Hey, you are the God that can come from the head down to the toes and everywhere in between. Lord, yes, Son of the Lord. Lord, put the fire way down on the inside. They energize it. They give strength to the body. Hey, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. That touches the mind. Lord, let it feel your anointing moving right now. On that ass, shine the room in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, touch right now. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, I feel you moving. Yeah, the Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Yes, Lord. Work a wonder, work a wonder, work a wonder. Oh, you're speaking, Lord, work a wonder. Yes, Lord. Oh, speak, Lord, speak, Lord, speak, Lord. Yes. That's it. Speak, Lord. Every way, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. According to your faith. According to your faith. Be healed. Ha. According to your faith. Hallelujah. You need to go ahead and praise him. According to your faith. There you go. Listen. Come on. Oh, yes, Lord. According to your faith. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus. You ask, and it shall be done. You ask, and it shall be done. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. He said, Lord, they said 14 days. This is a healing place. You don't have to be 14 days. It's all according to you and your will. It is going to shun down. That will shun down. Right now. There is a healing. Right now. There is a deliverance. Lord, you are the great physician. Don't care what antibiotics is needed. Lord, all that's needed is your power. All that's needed is your healing. All they need is you stir it up, Lord. You can regulate this body. You can speak to it and make it light up. According to your word and your will. Oh, yes, Lord. Light up, Lord. Light up, said the Lord. Light up, according to the will and work of God. We rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, rebuke you in the name of Jesus. We rebuke this attack right now. We plead the blood of Jesus prevails. The blood prevails. The blood prevails. Yes, Lord, the blood prevails. You know what needs to be done. And we've already decreed and declared it done. Well, merciful Father. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It is so. It is. You just stay right there and deal with that. It is so. It is so. Anybody else that needs prayer, it is so. While you're sitting in your seat, whatever you need from the Lord, you already should be decreeing and declaring it to yourself that it is so. In the name of Jesus, that it is so. And then we can praise him because he's so worthy to be praised. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hey, thank you. Thank you. Hey, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank God. Amen. Amen. We're thanking the Lord for his mighty works. Amen. Mighty works. Amen. We gave a word, heard a word from the Lord, amen. So now that we heard a word, all we have to do now is say what? Amen. That's all we got to do now, say amen. Because we heard a word from the Lord. God bless you. Those out there listening in the radio, we are going to sing our closing song. Amen. God has spoken. Let the church say amen. Amen.
Nehemiah 8:6, and Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people. Amen. Amen. Lifting up their hands, they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive a word from the Lord, our action should be amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say God is good. So let the church say let them say amen. If you believe the word, let the whole church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. God has spoken. So let the church say amen.
Let Amen.
and amen. And it is so until we see you again. Amen. Amen. Thank you for listening to us with us. Amen. God bless. We are dismissed. Amen. I think we're actually right on time. Amen. Amen. All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you. So before you leave, I'll let you know there's any interruption now. We did broadcast like a regular service. So does that work? How do you think that worked?
Good.
Okay. Then, because we didn't go off until 6 o'clock, so it was from 4:30 to 6. If we need to alter that, then we'll try it till we get it right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Some of it wasn't, but there was other people online.
Good.
Amen. So. Okay. I know that that's the sound, man. We thank God for it. I'm trying to figure out if I'm going to call him as Bishop Morris, the Morris calling the sound man,
amen,
or I'm calling him the sound engineer, however it is. Yeah, it's a ministry. Amen. I'm leaning more towards the sound engineer ministry. Amen. So, well, thank God for each and every one of you. So we're going to try it. I say, and those of you who want to go back to the broadcast and listen to it, it's on blogtalkradio.com/LRMG. Amen. As you see, who was being helpful? Danny is trying to be the pastor's assistant or the pastor's aid society or whatever he thinks he can find his hand to be. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Yeah, cool. Yeah, I think he wants... Okay. I put that back. Yes. Okay. No. We had to change that. We're not having a service to Tuesday after Christmas. You want some more?
You know they bring me gifts on Saturday, right?
No. Yeah, okay. You need a cup. Mm-hmm. You need a cup, baby. Well, you came back with some more. I know. Software is using the call.